This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. You know, I just don't understand all the vitriol in politics these days. Whether it be nationally or statewide, it just seems it's all-out war between the political parties every day. Thankfully, here in Klamath County, cooler heads have prevailed. I think we can all agree that our country is basically divided in half. There are weird ideas on both sides, from the radical left to the conservative right, but the bottom line, though, is we're pretty much a country evenly divided. Now, that's where the rub comes in for me. On a national level, our Senate is 50-50, and the House is darn close. The President, well, he appears to be MIA most of the time. So when the two sides are equally divided, it seems to me that compromise is the only solution. But apparently that doesn't work in Washington. If one side wants to spend $5 trillion and the other doesn't, well, it only makes sense to try and find some middle ground. But that doesn't seem to happen. Daily, I shake my head about it's got to be everything I proposed, and I don't care about your ideas attitude in our government. Nothing of any merit gets accomplished when two sides can't sit down and negotiate a mutual agreement. Look at our beleaguered state. Here, Democrats pretty much control everything and simply ram their ideas and plans down everyone's throat. Does that work for Oregonians? Well, the simple answer is no. What it does work for is the liberal left in Portland, Salem, and Eugene, and together they control the state. Pretty much every legislative session seems to have one goofy idea after another floated by the reigning Democrats to better our lives in Oregon, you see. What poppycock. The vast majority of their ideas accomplish two things. First, they deprive us of our liberties. And second, they help themselves to our money to squander it away on the homeless, illegal immigrants, and the lawless. Does that accomplish anything? Nope. And they do it every single year. That's the other thing. Why do we have to endure protest after protest after protest? It seems like every fringe group in the country can only react with outrage at any decision and make mountains out of molehills. Very few things that are decided by our government are monumental, life-altering decisions. Sure, there are some, but they are very, very few. Now, recently, we had the Mother's March in Klamath Falls. And I'm sure there'll be another Black Lives Matter march sooner or later. And so on and so on and so on. They really accomplish nothing, in my humble opinion. Well, will this vitriol change anytime soon in our government, either statewide or on a national scene? Well, the bottom line is, it probably won't. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.